Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Did Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg violate the judicial code of conduct by her statements with regards to same-sex marriage? That's an issue that we'll talk about today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this important issue. Matt, the Supreme Court recently had a conference in which they reviewed pending cases that are before the Supreme Court, asking the court to intercede and take certain cases on same-sex marriage. So those cases are currently before the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court hasn't taken those cases yet, but they're currently there, and they will make a decision fairly soon as to whether they will take one or more of those cases. Now that that's pending before the Supreme Court, a Supreme Court justice or any judge in any pending case should refrain from, and in fact are required to refrain from, making statements on that case that would indicate how he or she would vote. And Justice Ginsburg not only made statements, but has engaged in specific acts that clearly undermine her objectivity, if there was any objectivity to begin with on this issue. But certainly, it's one thing to predict how they're going to vote. It's another thing to actually prejudge a case, and that's what she did.
Well, this is a slam dunk, Matt. It's now her duty to recuse herself from any cases involving same-sex marriage. According to Canon 2 of the Judicial Code of Conduct, quote, a judicial employee should not lend the prestige of the office to advance or to appear, even appear to advance the private interests of others. Canon 3D declares a judicial employee should avoid making public comments on the merits of a pending or impending action. She did here, Matt, but there's an aggravating circumstance. Even if this were left in a vacuum and her actions here, we just looked at them by themselves, she should recuse herself. But there are a number of aggravating circumstances here. Justice Ginsburg has very publicly and very proudly presided over a number of these mock marriages, these fake homosexual marriages, publicly, and has done so proudly. So we know that she has no objectivity. So she is clearly trying to stack the decks here, trying to set it up, and is sending signals to the Sixth Circuit on what they should do in this case. She is interfering. She has got to recuse herself.
Yeah, she has. Here's what she's done before she made this statement at the University of Minnesota Law School. She has actually presided over four, possibly now five, same-sex ceremonies in which she has been the person presiding over the same-sex unions. And she's done that publicly.
Yeah.
And she did it as recently, I believe, as Labor Day. So it's been very close in time. And this was during the time that cases were currently pending before the U.S. Supreme Court on the issue of same-sex marriage. So she's done it publicly. And then at the University of Minnesota, she said that if the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, and this is the federal court of appeals that is in the covers Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, and Tennessee. If the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, she says, were to rule in favor of same-sex marriage, in other words, strike down the laws that are currently pending in the litigation before it right now, then there would be, quote, no need for us to rush, close quote, on a decision regarding the definition of marriage. If they strike it down, there's no need to rush. However, she said, if the appeals court upholds the natural definition of marriage, now she didn't use the word natural definition of marriage, we did, but if they uphold marriage as one man, one woman, quote, there will be some urgency, close quote, for the Supreme Court to get involved. Why? Because she says that would mean the federal court of appeals would be going contrary to the other states. Now, this case is currently pending before the federal court for the Sixth Circuit. And she's saying if you go one way, we don't need to get involved right away. If you go the other way, we're going to have to get involved right away. At the same time that she's making these public displays of presiding over same-sex marriages or unions.
The clear implication being Sixth Circuit, go the way that I've been publicly going, that is in favor of redefining the institution of marriage, which would mean for the, that they need to go with the flow here and overturn the same-sex marriage in the marriage protections in these specific cases. This is clear as a bell. We should not be surprised here. Ruth Bader Ginsburg was worked for the ACLU, a radical leftist organization. She has a long history of judicial activism. She's a political activist, and that's evidenced by the fact that she's again presiding over these counterfeit marriages.
And this, I think, clearly from the judicial canons, is a violation of this canon that judges, all judges, including the Supreme Court judge, justices, are sworn to abide by. It's just an obvious common sense. If you have a judge and there's a case pending before them or soon to be pending before them, you don't want the judge coming out and making public comments that has prejudged the case. And so someone asked me a question, well, you know, these other justices, you know, they may make a statement generally about a particular idea, and then that particular subject matter comes before the court. That's one thing. But, for example, if you were to have, as the Supreme Court recently did, this case regarding prayers at legislative bodies, such as county councils or city councils, coming before the court, and while it's pending, one of the justices was invited to give a public prayer at a city or county council, and they did, while it's pending, that would be making a statement of what their position is. And in this particular case, to do a same-sex wedding would be, or same-sex union or ceremony like this, is making a public statement that you agree with that, and now it's before the court. So I think even her doing that as an act is even more so than what she said verbally, but when you combine them both together, it's very clear.
That's where it's overwhelming.
She's prejudged the case.
Yeah.
She should be recused. Now, the question is, what happens if she doesn't recuse herself because there's no entity above the Supreme Court of the United States? Well, that's true. They have the right to be able to make their own decision as to whether they recuse themselves. They need to follow the judicial canons. They need to give an example. If they're requiring other judges to abide by those canons and even be disciplined and regulate their judicial conduct by those canons, then they ought to be someone who follows that example as well. We're saying that in this case, on the marriage cases, Justice Ginsburg ought to recuse herself, which would mean that there would only be 8 justices deciding a case. And what would happen is if you had a 4-4 split on whatever case, then the lower court decision would ultimately stand no matter which way it went. And there would be no ultimate majority by the U.S. Supreme Court.
I would hope that Justice Ginsburg here, because this is a no-brainer, I would hope that she would have the honor, the level of character and honorability to recuse herself. I'm not real confident that that's the case. If she doesn't, I would hope that the other justices might, you know, urge her to recuse herself and say, hey, this is a textbook example of when we need to step away and step down and recuse ourselves on these cases. I hope that the other justices will encourage her now that she has clearly and demonstrably shown her bias and her level of activism in this, that they will encourage her to recuse herself.
And someone might say, well, how is this different from Justice Thomas's wife, Jenny, to not recuse in that case, when his wife actually made public statements about Obamacare, and Obamacare came before the Supreme Court. But there's clear history and case law. Just because your spouse says something doesn't mean that you yourself have to recuse yourself. And clearly, however, there's a difference between what your spouse says and what you say, and not only what she has said, but what she has done. I think what she has done is even more critical than what she has said. She has made public statements both in words and in actions that she will strike down the marriage laws when they come before her. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. And find out more about how you can be involved in Liberty Counsel's ministry. Liberty Counsel also has libertycounsel.com, one of its websites. That's libertycounsel.com. And on that website, you can sign up for the email, Grassroots Action email. We have not only the Liberator, or I should say the Liberty Alert, which is an educational email, which you need to sign up for, but also the grassroots action email. This goes out to several hundred thousand people on a regular basis so that you can be clearly involved in issues affecting family, faith, and freedom. We have been having a number of emails with regards to helping Iraqi Christians and other people who are facing genocide in Iraq from radical Muslims. Many people ask, how can I be involved? Well, this was one way that you can be involved through that email and many other issues as well. You can sign up for that at libertycouncil.com. You can also learn about Liberty Council and get more resources on either lc.org or libertycouncil.com.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.